You don't prepare in the battle, you prepare for the battle.
You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there.
You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield, then start learning how to shoot a gun, is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend it to God's grace. You do this too well. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. Please be seated. Let's celebrate the worship crew. Please do that well. Before I go into the scripture for tonight, I have a word for someone from the Lord, from Zechariah chapter number 4. And the Bible says, Zechariah chapter number 4.
this, amen. Zechariah 4, that's the book before the last book of the Old Testament. Start the reading from verse 6. Zechariah chapter number 4 from verse 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So the Lord said to tell someone, as long as you keep trying to use your energy, you may keep experiencing the same frustration. Not by might, not power. Let me say this to you. Even when you have resources, the moment there is a shift in your gaze from God to your resources, then your resources will not produce. Nothing that takes the place of God is designed to yield well. Are you following me? Alright, the moment something takes the place of God, even if the thing is supposed to yield well, but the moment you put it in the shoes that God should stand, it starts dying. Alright, it may be a business, it may be a strategy, it may be a relationship, it may be a connection, it may be any of these categories. Alright, such that ideally this is supposed to work, and I'm saying this again so the person that God is giving this word may hear well. The moment God gives you something, and what God gives you start taking your gaze away from God, you will discover that nothing that comes from God can function without God. Anything that comes from Him needs Him to survive, and they need Him to produce. Hear well. Alright? Lean not on your own understanding. Lean not on your own strength. Lean not on your own ability to get results. The most intelligent fellow can become the most foolish the moment God is out of the equation. Are you following me? If somebody also here tonight, I sense a need for you to rededicate your life to God. It's like the enemy is sitting on you to snatch away from the big picture of what God wants to do. And you must decide that the enemy will not succeed over you. Has to be a decision. No more willful, continuous existence in terrific habit. Are you following me? So that the Lord can help you. You have to decide. Lean not on your own understanding. If you want to get the result this time around, you must change your methods, particularly your heart posture. A young man spoke to me some years ago, and he said he has a challenge that he doesn't know the reason why anytime he has money, he feels like treating people like trash. He said he doesn't know what kind of challenge it is. I said, I know what it is. It is the spirit of poverty. Yes. And I had to scold and caution him. If you know too much that you no longer prioritize hearing from God, your journey will drag. Anywhere anything is working, it is working because God is there. If you have bragged about your skillfulness to get those resources before, don't get God to a point where God will prove to you that you are nothing without Him. And when words are coming like this, if you are the person, you go to God, you cry to
You know, the Bible calls him the only wise God. It means anyone disconnected from him is only left with foolishness. Are you following me? All right. Thank you, Lord. Bless you. Lift your hands where you are seated. Just tell God, my life needs a shift. A genuine one. The one that will be evident even to the heathens that God has shown up. Tell God, give me that shift. I need it. Look at Jesus. Look at Jesus. He has no shame. Look at Jesus. Look at Jesus. He has no shame. Father, shift me. Let there be a shift. I want a shift in all areas of my life. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. John chapter number 2. John chapter number 2. Start the reading from, okay, I wait for you, John, chapter number 2, start the reading from verse 1, and the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. His fellow getting married must have been very important. Because we didn't read of Jesus attending many more marriages in scriptures. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Alright? Meaning that it's not a bad thing to ask for your share in a party. If they are starving, it doesn't come to your direction, you ask. Jesus did it. Are you following me? He asked. I need wine. And he also used connection, the mother. The people there must have been a bit affiliated with the Yoruba race. Because there you need someone at the port. If not, you go the same way you came. I guarantee you. You need connection though. God helping you, your fiancé is now there. You are made. You are made. Except if she's not cool, gentle, then thou shalt surely suffer. Amen. So Jesus asked for wine. They said, wine is finished. That's just by the way. Verse 3. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. And Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not come. So he discerned that the mother's response of them not having wine is calls his attention to do something. So he said, what have I to do with you? My hour has not come. The mother left him. And verse 5, his mother said unto the servant, whatsoever he says unto you, do it. Alright? His hour has not come. But the mother said, whatsoever it is he tells you to do, do it. And she left. It means that woman has been enjoying some bonuses at home. She had seen him. She knew in her heart, this guy here, there's nothing impossible for him. So she looked at them and said to them, anything he asks you to do, make sure you do. My hour has not come does not mean your own hour has not come. Have you seen that? So he stood there. So the mother went ahead to say, anything he asks you to do. Let me tell you the meaning of that, my hour has not come. Pastor Julius, come. Tim Lane, come. Is he the one? Okay, Father Abraham, come. Alright. So, this is Jesus. Yeah. We believe. And this is the Father. Is massive. So, Jesus would not get anything done except his hour come. And how do you know when his hour has come? He said, my Father is always working, and I work, and I do anything I see the Father do. So, my hour has not come mean I have not seen a shift from the Father. I have not seen him motion about this. The mother said, okay. When the heart is prepared for obedience, the father will do something. And I went to tell them, see that guy there? Anything he asks you to do, do. When she said that, the hour came. Are you seeing that? He was not saying, my hour for miracles have not come. Because he had been doing miracles before then. This was not his first miracle. This was his first documented miracle. So the moment their heart was prepared in obedience, the Father motioned. Amen. Ah, God. Do I have people there who are functioning by another spirit? Who have touched this microphone? Please help me attend to them. I will wait. And I don't understand the reason why. Amen. Amen. We'll wait for you. When you are set to stop punishing us, then I'll continue preaching. Alright, are we live? It takes a lot of patience to be a pastor. Sometimes you just want to say, go on marathon first. And marathon you will do. Can they touch these things? Good. Thank you. Then leave that place. Let only God use you and not the other spirit. I want you to know that when the world is going on, anything that tempts you to touch something is not the Holy Ghost. And I'm not joking. You know, I'm a media person. I've been there.
When the people from the village are connected Bluetooth to your ears, you will hear. And that voice will just tell you, now go and press that thing. You press the whoo. And that's why we are here. Tonight is the night of miracle. It has to start from here. Amen. Brother Jesus. Good. Alright. Now hear me. Please look up. This is what I want you to see. The mother of Jesus did not tell those guys to do whatever he asked them to do in the presence of Jesus. She left his presence and said it to them. The father heard it. Something shifted. Then Jesus responded. Meaning that you can do something in the presence of God, but in the absence of your physical benefactor, and they will respond because God is moved. Somebody is not catching up. Are you following me? What is the mistake we make? This is the physical man carrying what you want. You boycott God and you come to this one, and this one is not obligated to respond until the father does something. And you are trying to boycott the father. Sometimes, in most cases where this happens, it is in a relationship. Say, I'm not going to, but I ask God for this one. I know God may say no. God, I know he will say no. You come to the girl, you give her 70 missed calls. And then she stole your number with disturber. It is what is done in the presence of God that can shift you for the miracle and transformation that you need. Not what you do in the presence of men. In this equation, hear me, look up. The only constant in this equation is God. Somebody else may be in this issue. If when God is moved and he moves people to bless you and they refuse to, God will bring someone else simply because he is moved and is the doer. Are you following me? Whatever he asks you to do, do. Alright? The father had released the grace. You can sit down. Thank you. And then a miracle came forth. And what did Jesus tell them to do? He called them. Now, let's go back. Let's start from verse 4. John 2, from verse 4. Okay, let's start from verse 6. And there were set there six water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three firkins apiece. And Jesus said unto them, fill the water pot with water, and they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. And the ruler of the feast, when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servant which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. Meaning that it is the strategy of men to enjoy first, then suffer later. But with God, it keeps getting better like pure wine. Are you following me? How did Jesus do the miracle? Fill this water pot with water. And they did. He didn't pray. He didn't say anything. He didn't shake. He didn't somersault. He said, take from it and give to the ruler of the feast. And they did. When they were fetching it, it was water. When they fetched to take to the ruler of the feast, it was water. But something changed as he was about to drink it. And the wine could not be compared with the wine they had served before. Everything about the miracle did not make any sense. No physical sense. You are almost tempted to say it doesn't make any spiritual sense. It negates all the laws. You expect that he will stretch his hand and do some hula baloo, say some words, and the wine will dance up and the water will shake, and then there's wine. Sometimes the hindrance to getting a miracle is because we will not accept the simplicity of God's wisdom. You have laid down pattern of how you want things to be to prove to you that it is God. Are you following me? Laid down pattern. If it is God, though, no. It must come like this. When it comes like this, then I will know it is God. Or you hear a lady say, right, this is how I will know when I see my husband. Hear me. The first statement he must say to me is shalom. Alright? If he's not saying shalom, alright, then I know he's not my husband. Alright. God help you. You pass through Mokola. Alright. And then one alagba with white beard, no shoe and stuff like that, has hair that looks like that of a grandmother, run after you and say, shalom, shalom. Alright. The devil has just joined you and somebody. Are you following me? Most times this thing is in that the manifestation of what you should get. If it is God, it must be like this. Sometimes it is not like God has not done the miracle, but you will just not serve the governor of the occasion. You will not take the step you should take. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Anyone that wants to see the unusual must take steps that will not make any sense. It must be a lifestyle. Are you following me? If it is God, I must see it like this. Must be like this. Alright, look at the miracle of feeding 5,000 people. Amen. Can you come? Yeah. So, bring your book. So, they have, look up. Look at the miracle. Open it. Right? They have 3 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. Now, if you are going to eat, let's say, in our own contemporary world, that bread, the kind of bread they eat in those days, is like kind of flat bread they use for shawarma now. Right? If you don't know what shawarma is, see Pastor Julius after the service. He buys a lot of that. Alright, so they put those bread there. If you're going to eat shawarma, for instance, do you put shawarma in a bucket? Answer me. It doesn't make any sense. If you do that, we look at you, something's really wrong. You put it in a container that can size what you want to do. True or not true? He blessed it in what? In that same container. And, you know, he gave thanks to God. And he said, alright, start distributing. Did it make any sense? Imagine somebody coming with a crate of soft drink containing 6 bottles of soft drink to serve the entire church. And then say, oh, starve everybody and then drop the rest there. You look at the pastor and say, Pastor, something's wrong with pastor to people. Alright. Let me say this to you. As they were serving, both the people and the people serving were both surprised. It is not yet a true miracle if you are not shocked. Listen, look up. The science is this. Whenever a miracle is happening, the only one that is not surprised is God. Every other person, including the vessel, are surprised. Because it doesn't make any sense. Have you experienced a miracle before? A sudden breakthrough. And I'm decreeing you will see it. For those who are saying a well-meaning amen, when testimonies start rolling in, yours will come first. Alright, sit down. Now let me share. I think I've shared this story with you before. A pastor, I don't want to mention the name of the church, had no car, was on his way to church for Bible study, and he was flagging vehicles on the road. So a Jeep parked. Brand new Jeep. Alright? Parked, picked him up, took him to church, and dropped him there. And when he was saying, "Thank you, sir, God bless you," the man who drove the Jeep dropped the key and said, "God, I just bought this Jeep 3 days ago. When I was driving, God spoke to my heart that this Jeep belongs to you. Pastor, God bless you, take the key." I want to say again, it is not everything you need that you need money for. The reason why you are not getting a miracle is that you are looking for money, not for God. He's the game changer. You have seen money as the medium to possession. You have never seen God as the medium. Are you following me? Alright, that same pastor, you know, when the time of a man comes, everything just starts looking well. It was called that same weekend to come and help a church member dedicate a house. He got to the place where they were dedicating the house, blessed the house, thank God for the house, prayed about the house. He was sharing the testimony himself. When he was done blessing God and thank God and helping them to open the house, right there in the presence of all the crowd, the owner of the house said, "This pastor has been good to me, so I and my wife decided to build this house for him. So, Pastor, you have just dedicated your own house." When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, they were like them that dream. If it does not look like a dream, it's not a true miracle. God will change. You know, let me say this to you. Every miracle shows to you how much you don't have faith. Because when a miracle happens, you are convicted. You are not just blessed. It occurs to you. You were expecting something, but not this much. A miracle shows to you how little your mind is. Because what God supplies is what eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard, what has never come to the thoughts of men. Are you following me? I'm saying again, for those who have faith, God will do something in somebody's life that will make everyone around you to be shocked. I mentioned something yesterday while we were praying, that there's a blessing called suddenly. Are you following me? It's not happening gradually. Suddenly. I think about it. A day is coming in the life of a man. He will wake up that morning, but he will never know any night in poverty till he sees God again. There are some of you seated here that you have planned the next 3 years of your life, and you included suffering in the plan. Yes. Strategically. You included that, "I know I will not be able to get this done." And yes, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. When you make every plan, give room for a miracle. Make them big. Are you following me? And hear me. I'm seeing, look up. While I was teaching now, the Lord opened my eyes and I'm seeing angels mending somebody's pocket. And the Lord, hear me, the Lord is saying to tell the fellow, now money will stay. You know, when I was growing up, one of my fantasies about adulthood is the fact that all the big brothers that come to our house, whenever they want to buy something, they always have money. When I have 20 naira and I buy the things I want to buy, 20 naira is finished. Or I get 10 naira, it's finished. Are you following me? But these guys, they are always bringing out money from money from money. I remember we thought about this thing when we were growing up. So I said, one day I'll be big. And money will never stop coming to my hands. You know, I made a decision some weeks ago. And I said, I don't want to be touching naira note again. He said, it feels so embarrassing. I saw something on Facebook yesterday. Somebody said, calculate your money in dollars. Your failure to do so is the reason why you are proud. Because a million naira is $3,000. Say, how much do you have in your bank account? I have 650,000 naira. What you have is less than $1,200. When God blessed you, He blessed you in such a way that no currency can devalue it. God doesn't bless in naira. He doesn't bless in dollars. Are you following me here? Across all nations of the world, the blessings of God cannot be devalued. For those who have planned their lives and included suffering, may God forgive you. My Father and the Lord said a statement. He said some things you think are for yesterday, are for tomorrow, are for today. And some things you think are for today, are for tomorrow. Stay with God to know what is for today and what is for tomorrow. There's somebody here. When God does it, your only statement will be, why me? You know, there are different kind of why me. You just say, me. What have I done to deserve this? Get ready for a shock. You are not saying that amen well. I said, get ready for a shock. In the name of Jesus. But do you know that what the mother of Jesus taught those guys was not just obedience but honor? Because there's something about every guest, every wedding reception. Those that receive people at the wedding. Alright? There's this attitude. So you are telling one of them, now you guys are at the end of your rope. Your wine has finished. And they will ask you, what did you do with the money they gave you for the wine? How come it was not enough? They will ask you. So, anything he asks you to do, do. Sometimes, the greatest thing that will come from God will come to you when you are at the end of your rope. Please, look up. To be at the end of your rope may mean two things. Number one, it may mean that you have come to a point where you have exhausted all your resources physically. When you have to get there to see a miracle, then you will get the miracle with scars. But do you know you can have so much and yet emptied of yourself? That is still being at the end of your rope. Are you saying you have to go to square one before you can see any new miracle? Are you following what I'm saying here? The Lord is saying to tell someone, I am the Lord, and there is none like you, like me. I have said to you time and times again, I will help you. Help is on the way. For the people who believe, I'm saying again, help is on the way. I'm saying it again. Help is on the way. Sit down. Scarcely will a man who is not honoring God see a miracle. Scarcely. 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 In the Holy Ghost, people of God.
tell God, visit my life. Visit my life. Father, hear me. Tonight, I'm going to get out of the way so you can do what you want to do in my life. For those who understand it, pray. Leave others. You just pray. I will get out of the way so you can do what you alone want to do in my life. I'm going to get out of the way so you can do it.
Take over, Holy Spirit, take over. Take over, Holy Spirit, take over. I cannot make it by myself. Baba, take over. I cannot do it by myself. Holy Spirit, take over.
Shake my can take a balatia. Shake a beke bremekati. Selemaka bremekilati. Bromokum bromoko baladish.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Sit down. Sit down over here to pray. 2 Kings chapter number 5. 2 Kings chapter number 5. I start from verse 1. Now Naaman, captain of hosts of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master. And honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. Many good qualities, but the only but be a reason why people would not want to associate with him. He was a commander who couldn't be allowed to get to the midst of his soldiers. He was a commander with so much exploit, but also so much level of shame. Was a mixture. His reproach was as great as his awards. He was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, would my lord were with the prophet that was in Samaria, for he would have recovered him of this leprosy. And one went in and told the Lord, saying, and thus said this maid that is of the land of Israel, And the king of Syria said, Go and I will send a letter to the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment, and brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, Now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman my servant unto thee, that thou mayest recover him of leprosy. And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man doth send unto me to recover a man from leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh to quarrel against me. Is this what you want from? What is me of this? How will you send someone that I should make him whole? Am I not a king? Alright. Verse 8. And it was so when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, Wherefore has thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. God will raise men that can say these things again. Let him come. There is a psychological war in what you have just read. The girl did not say, the king of Israel can make him old. He said, I know a prophet. But the king felt too big to send message to the prophet. So he said, I will send message to his leader. When I kill his leader, the prophet will come out. Sometimes you are a man that God is using, but people still want to despise you. The greatest way to show what God has done within you is not to respond to those insults, but to produce more result. Are you following me? I was watching one interview with JJ Okocha when he was in Bolton. Alright, they asked him a question. Why do you love to dribble? Because there was a match, he dribbled everybody, including the keeper, then took the ball back again, then dribbled them again, then scored. The coach was saying, if he had not scored that goal, he would sit on the bench for the rest of his life. So he said, when I came to this place, the only problem was racism. And the only way for me to get myself, I was to dribble them till they would cry. So he kept dribbling them. Result. It will save you from being a talkative. You talk too much. Let the things God is doing do the speaking. Are you following what I'm saying? Anywhere you hear people talking about money, donation. Those who have more than enough to give don't say anything. Their check talks. And I love to be in such case, such situation. When you look at everything, say, all right. Or any amount they all give, multiply by 2, right, and I write the check. God bless you. And then you are going, including the chairman of Christians, say, can I help you carry on? You will matter where it matters. Let me say this to you. And if you are in this church, you know, I've been saying this again and again. Hate poverty. Put your hands on your chest. Say, I hate poverty.
I hate poverty.
Say it again.
I hate poverty.
Say it again.
I hate poverty.
Amen. You know, I told you, I suffered. I didn't just see offer. I went beyond offer. I went to Ilorin. Jeba. Suffered. One day around 3 a.m., my roommate just heard me say, oh, to get. What was that? I took the pot and I said, I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Nothing coming out of that pot was ever good. Nothing. All the sufferings my children should suffer. I have. Once and for all. I drank Gary that when I dust my bed, I lie down. Gary was still show on the bed. I became Gary factory. No. Abba. How should you have gone through all these things and our children will have to go through these things? This is just a deviation. Let's be honest. You are the one that will break through.
way you are saying the amen is, I've taught you, no matter the anointing available, when the amen is with disdain, you move on. Elisha said, bring him to me. Now he will know there's a prophet in Israel. There's a level where you are saying, I'm not sure whether God wants to do this. Bring it. What we have not touched is only what is not done. What will be left undone? All right, let him come. I think I shared the story with you. When a prominent father in Nigeria, one of his precious daughters, spiritual daughters, died, he called different fathers, prayed, and he called Prophet Obadiah, and he looked up, and he asked God just one question: my father, will I struggle to ask for anything from you? Let this girl rise. And right there and then, she sneezed back. The quality of authority that flows from any altar is a reflection of what has died there. You can't eat your cake and have it. Stop eating with your 10 fingers spiritually. I'm saying this to you. Let your altar be rich with sacrifices. Whatever he asks you to do, do. If not, you will live life and then live the one that your next generation should live. You have squandered everything. Many Christians are not investing in their weight spiritually. And they are very light. They say it, nothing will respond. Because they themselves don't respond to God. Are you following me?
Yes.
Make sure your altar is rich.
God.
So let him come. Long story cut short, that man came. He said, hold on. He said, I love that audacity. I'm not going to see him. Tell him. You think you can come here and then come and just, you know, insult us? There's a river there. That river that you urinated in when you were coming. That river. Go back there. Dip yourself in it 7 times. You know, I once preached a message. Why did you hate Jordan? Was it because you have messed up Jordan? You've done. Why would you not want to go to Jordan? He said there are many other better rivers. Why Jordan? Why not Jordan? I want to say something now by the Spirit of God. Maturity is not you telling God what you want. Is God telling you what he wants in every area of your life? And there's no reason to say why this one. John 21, Jesus told Peter, when you were young, you went anywhere you wanted to go. But the time is coming that you become mature. Another will hold you by the hand and lead you to places you don't want to go. So maturity is doing the things you don't want to do, but you have to do them. Are you following me? Said, go to Jordan, dip yourself in it 7 times. Alright? If you like, do it 5 times. You will go back with your leprosy. And he did 7 times. And the Bible said, he returned, his skin was as clear as the skin of a child. Most times, the major key to the miracles we're expecting lies in the things you don't want to do. That major thing that the enemy is trying to pollute in your heart, that major thing is trying to destroy in your mind, the key to your testimony is in it. Are you following me? I said, are you following me? But Naaman, you'll still get no testimony if you not obey simple instructions. Whatever he asks you to do, do it. Whatever. Not the ones you love. I sense strongly that there's someone hearing me who have left a major covenant practice. A major covenant practice that guarantees productivity. Hear me. And that covenant practice ought to have generated enough momentum in the spirit realm to give you a push. And for reasons, falling in and out of depression and discouragement, you left it yet undone. And this fellow, the Lord reminded you days ago that you have left these things undone, and the Lord is bringing this word again as a confirmation to your heart, saying, go back to the things we agreed that you should do, so I'll be committed to the things I have to do. Go back. People who struggle with God struggle with life. Simple. You have dwelt so much in your own common sense. The results are too common. When will you repent? When? Do you think a covenant is a common thing? That when you and God agree, I will do something. When you leave it, God knows. And is wondering why. Sometimes Christians, we leave these things because physically we don't have any evidence to show that what we are doing is working. But I'd like to announce to you, the day a man drops a seed in the soil, it's not the same day to give him fruit, or something is growing somewhere. You will fail to water it. When others are harvesting, you are still dry. Yet you sow the seed. Are you following? Yes. To those of you who have left certain altars, this is a word. Run back. Run back. Are you following me? Run back to those practices. Run back. Pray in the Holy Ghost, people. Men de kufi kinde bromo kuve de kash. Lamba kwa brama kabemos. Bromo kuve ne makita. Lem bromo kuve ke bromo kuve kushinte. She bromo kura kabala bala bala wa. Yenge de bromo kuro 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 kum. She ke bromo kuba. Lande bromo kuve kitish. Saka bala da. Breme ke beliti kashante. Men de bromo kuro kuro kushinte. Miracle worker, you are the miracle worker. Come and do a miracle today. You will do a miracle today. Miracle worker, you are the miracle worker. Come and do a miracle today. You will do a miracle today. Destiny changer, you are the destiny changer. Come and change my destiny, destiny today. You will change my destiny today. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yah. You are the miracle walking God. Your name is Yah. Your name is Yahweh.
Yahweh.
Your name is Yah. You are the miracle.
You're the miracle walking God. Your name is Yah.
Look at Jesus, he has Shakabalaptika Mentekiba Tlapamikatita Bromokotika de Balata Shek de Bremeko Shit Ziga Shele Bremeko Fika. Yes, I'm positioned for a change. Positioned for a change. Lembreke Balata Shanti. Kapi istire Olonu aye aye Kapi istire Olonu agba lagba Iwo loba tiko ni pekun. Pray, I want you to pray. Shake it okay. Shake it baraka promoko. Shake Lanka priata Promoko premika shirt. Jeke preme kofis. Amen. Amen. Peter had toiled. Alright. With his men. Toiled. Launched their nets to the right, to the left, to the middle, to everywhere, back and forth. The Bible said they caught nothing. When Jesus showed up, he said, let your nets to the right. And the Bible said he had a great catch. And they had to call people. Please pay attention. They had to call people to come and help them draw their nets, for it was breaking. In this kingdom, location is not a strategy. The only strategy is instruction. Hear me. The blessing does not dwell in a place. It dwells on a man. When the man gets to a place, that's when the place becomes blessed. When God wants to do a thing, he wants to go against every natural law to show to you you didn't get them because you know things. Are you following what I'm saying here? Launch your net, listen, to the right may mean do the same thing you did before that didn't work, but now at my word. What brings the result is not the thing, it is my word. At my word, do it now. You have done it at your own thought, there was no result. At my word, do it again. And then the result begins to show forth. It may be the same thing, but when the Lord has spoken now, it is a new strategy. I'm telling someone, receive the grace to enter into your harvest. By the instructions of the Lord, enter into your harvest. In the name of Jesus. Laka remekatish, lombaka de bremekilatisha, remeka valaki bremokutisha, bremokombelikas, bremaha ke bremekilatisha, bremekom bremokuvalatisha balakatisha, shenge bremokumbelikatisha, leka bremaka balabalabalabalabalaba, yekom bremakatisha.
Olonu to tobi Olonu ba 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 o Olonu to tobi Olonu ba 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 o Aye o ba mo O foro se gbe Olonu ba mo O fire is that, O teeth is that, O long to be, O long about,
Shaka, the Kebra Makilatisha, and the Brahma Kofinisha, Shende Baka Bliataka. Amen. Amen. That's in 1 Kings, chapter number 7. Elisha was speaking to some elders in the land. He said, by this time tomorrow, there will be so much food in the land, so much so, that a measure of wheat will be sold for a shekel. When that word came, one man who has no ability to do it asked, even if God opens the window, how will these things be? And I've told you, whenever God talks about his ability, and you talk about how impossible it is, there are angels on steady plan who are available to show you that you are wrong. The man of God looked at him and said, it will surely happen, but you will not taste that of it. And when it was going to happen, it did not happen through them, their soldiers winning the war. It happened through the men they have despised, the lepers. They were at the gate and they said to themselves, why sit we here till we die? Sometimes the blessing will come from the things you have ignored. And God will go back there. It is not what looks right in terms of what the economy is saying. It is what God is saying, do. I'm praying for someone here. Your eyes will be opened so as not to despise the tool God will use. I am saying again, your eyes of understanding will be opened. You will not despise the tool God will use. Amen. Alright, look at the miracle of that woman, that widow of Zarephath. She had come to the end of herself. She had exhausted all she knew to do. In fact, there was no one available again that she could take debt from. They were all as broke as she was broke. It was just about the number of days they had to die. And God was going to make that woman the sole distributor of food. And the way to make her the sole distributor of food is to collect the last that she has. And when he took it, he multiplied it till all a container had been filled and the oil stayed. God is going to give somebody something that you don't have the containers to contain. But much more, he will give you a heart that cannot say no to the Lord. I am saying again that much more, God will give you a heart that cannot say no to the Lord. He will strengthen you. He will encourage you. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is saying to tell someone, I will think of that which you have despised, and I will cause my breath to come upon the slain, and out of the dead shall arise a mighty army, and they will get my jobs done. That which you have considered too little, the Lord said, with me they are too much, and yet I will do what I will do. You know, amen. I'm seeing somebody here. What I'm seeing, thank God it is documented, may not make sense in the light of your today. And the Lord is giving an idea to you. And I see people flying you with private jets from one place to another because of what you have to offer. I am decreeing and declaring, none of these words will fall to the ground. They will prosper in that for which they have been sent. They will fulfill the counsel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the key to every miracle is yes, Lord. The key to every miracle is yes, Lord. A man that will walk in it perpetually is a man who have lost the ability to say no to the Lord. Tell God, my heart is helped. My heart is helped. I have a big disobedience. Go ahead, decree and declare. My heart is helped.
Come in, Nakane. Yeshua, Al-Mashiach. Come in, Nakane. Come in, Nakane. Yeshua, Al-Mashiach. Come in, Nakane. Come in, Nakane. Yeshua, Al-Mashiach. Come in, Nakane.
Mighty name, we are praying. Hear the word of the Lord to you from Isaiah 43, verse 18. Don't open, just say amen. Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in deserts. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the whole, because I give water in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen one. It's going to be your experience. Show you another scripture. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Namati. Hear the word of the Lord. And all this blessing shall come upon you and overtake you that will hearken to the voice of the Lord. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the fruit of your ground, the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your kind, the flocks of your sheep. Blessed shall be your basket and your store. Blessed shall you be when you come in. And blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause all your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. They shall come against you in one way, but shall flee before you seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon your storehouse. and in all that you set your hands to do. He will bless you in the land which He has given you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to Himself. Hear me. There's a grace for establishment. Are you getting what I'm saying? That you are at a point in your life that you need establishment. And God brings that grace. Everything around begin to walk in your favor. Receive that grace now. You have done it in your own way, no result came. Receive the grace for establishment. For those of you who are trusting God to settle down soon, it will happen stress-free. I command upon you, receive the grace of establishment. In that which the Lord is saying, do, I command, be established. Let men that matter begin to see your existence. Struggle is nullified from your life. From this moment, begin to see results. Begin to see results. I command. Begin to see results. Everyone, place your right hand on your head and pray in the Holy Ghost. Shaka bremeke lati. Shenge bromoko valaki bramakati. Shenge bramakam balati ke bromokoti. Shenge bromoko balati sha. Lenke bremeka balati shanti. Mekom bahas tete. Bremekas. Bremekatis. Lekwati bramakatis. Legremokom bremekatis. Laka bramakabalatis shinti. In Jesus' name we're praying. Hear me. I command upon you the blessing called 10 times better. The blessing called 10 times better. They thought you have been left behind. But the Lord is saying to tell you that the stones that the builders rejected will be taken. The location will be changed. It will become chief cornerstone. Where you have been despised, from today you'll be honored. I call you blessed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Now it is a good time to celebrate Jesus. Do it better. Do it well.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of this word of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.